One of the people on there asked me about Georgia grown. What was so special about Georgia grown product? I said, well, first, it's Georgia grown. That's why it's special. And then I said, you know, it's fresh, it's marketable. We're doing it through our Commissioner of Agriculture, and we develop these plans and market strategies and try to help. Everybody that works for the Ag Department is really devoted to helping us market through Georgia grown.
Small farms make our agricultural economy what it is. But with hard work and dedication, those farms can grow into something bigger than anyone could imagine. Today, we're visiting a big farm with an even bigger amount of work ethic.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed south on I-75 to Tifton, Georgia. You pass right by Tifton all the time on your way to the beach, but did you know that it is known as the Friendly City? And Tifton is also a central hub for Georgia agriculture. We're here to visit Lewis Taylor Farms, a sprawling family farm in the heart of the city. Boasting over 6,500 acres of produce a year, 81 greenhouses offering 900,000 square feet of growing space, and 80 million pine seedlings, Lewis Taylor Farms is one of the largest privately owned farms in the country. Bill Brim runs the farm with his partner, Ed Walker, and this farm has been active for 3/4 of a century.
Lewis Taylor Farms has been here since the 1950s. Myself and my partner, Ed Walker, bought it out in 1985 from my father-in-law and his father. We right here in the epicenter of all of our produce right here. We got fields all around here that are full of bell pepper, cucumber, squash, eggplant, tomatoes, cantaloupes, watermelons, you name it, we've got it here. And so right now we're just in the crutch of just trying to get real busy and trying to start harvesting everything that we're growing.
The variety of produce grown on Lewis Taylor Farms is staggering, but it means a constant revenue stream. And the farm's impressive greenhouse operation means they're not always at the mercy of the elements.
When you have multiple varieties, you have the ability to maybe one hitting the market and one not hitting the market. So it gives us a little variability on our pricing and our controls over what we're doing. Also, we have a greenhouse operation where we produce all our own plants anyway. So it's pretty easy for us to put our seed in the greenhouse. We're growing them out. We're growing them for other customers as well.
And growing produce with the finest Georgia soil means there's always something to pick.
Well, we just have such a vast array of different ones that we can grow, anywhere from winter crops to spring crops to fall crops. We're growing them all, and we're doing spring pepper, we're doing fall pepper, then we're doing greens and broccoli during the wintertime. And so the soil is just great soil here to grow in, and it's actually conducive to vegetable production.
Running a produce operation this size takes a lot of hard work from a lot of people.
We have just an outstanding crew of people that work for us that are managers and field supervisors. And so it all just creates a real good stream of work ethic and everything. Everybody works. We work 7 days a week. There's no question about that. But everybody that we have, they don't mind working 7 days a week.
Lewis Taylor Farms often employs people through the federal H-2A program, which provides temporary work visas to foreign nationals in order to legally fill certain agricultural jobs.
We've been doing the H-2A program since 1997. Most everybody, I'd say 90% of the people that we brought in 1997 are still coming back and forth every year. They really like working here, and it's better for us because once we bring them in and train them, then we don't have to retrain. They know what they got to do, so it makes it a lot easier for us as well. So.
And for members of the younger generation who may be listening, Bill has some words of advice. Come to his farm, and he'll put you to work.
We need to teach them how to work. They don't have the work ethic that I have. I work 7 days a week. If it's 80 or 90 hours, 100 hours a week, whatever it is, that's what I do. And if you find a young kid that really wants to work, he can make a good life with this kind of work in agriculture. But you got to be willing to put your time in and learn the processes and learn what you need to do as far as promoting and producing. But there is some great opportunities out here for young kids. I'm looking for kids right now to hire to in our greenhouse operation. I think the kids are great. They just need to learn how that hard work is not going to hurt you, you know.
You heard the man. Turn off the Atari and get your backside down to the farm.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fans of the pepper will find a welcome home at Lewis Taylor Farms. Their wide variety of peppers is marvelous. Can you name all the varieties of peppers you have?
Yeah, I can.
Let's hear it.
I have bell pepper, which is a green pepper. Then we have a maximinus, which is a red pepper that turns naturally red. Then we have all of the special peppers, yellow sweeties, mini sweets, Anaheims, jalapenos, Cubanel, long hots, hunkies, serranos, poblanos.
And don't worry, sweets lovers, Lewis Taylor Farms has you covered too.
Mini sweet. And they're just sweet as they can be. They're like candy. Kids love to eat them. You know, they're good for them. They're nutritional for them. And they're just so sweet that they bite them off and just chew them because there's not a whole lot of seed in there. It's just a tiny bit of seed, as you can see here. I'll cut this one open. So
you said they change color, right?
Oh, yeah. This will be either yellow or red. Absolutely.
And for the bold of tongue, there's those peppers which hail from the rough side of the Scoville scale.
Jalapenos, serranos, poblanos, habaneros, all of those are hot, hot, hot. And they will bite you. I had a jalapeno for lunch today. So.
Was it a Lewis Taylor jalapeno?
It was a Lewis Taylor jalapeno.
Speaking of meals, if you ever believed peppers couldn't be a main course, here's Bill with a dinnertime hunky pepper recipe that will make your mouth water.
Slice them open in halves. Put ground beef and onion. After we cook the ground beef and onions, let it cool. Then we put cheese in with the onions and the ground beef. And then what we do, we pack it into the hunky. Then we take a crescent dough roll and stretch it and roll it across the top of the hunky all the way down and covers up completely. And then we put it in the oven at 350 for about 20, 25 minutes till it browns real good and cooks the crescent roll and the peppers.
Can you say yum? Okay, sorry. Now, as we stroll through row after row of delicious peppers, I learned about the science and experimentation that goes into growing resilient pepper crops.
Well, of course, with peppers, disease is always a big problem. We work real closely with the University of Georgia and the Department of Ag in trying to develop new strains. We try to maintain it. We're trying to do all kind of experimental plots to try to work through these problems that we have.
And the state of Georgia has given Lewis Taylor Farms a great helping hand. They work closely with the Georgia Commissioner of Agriculture.
But our Commissioner of Agriculture is so dedicated to agriculture that he wants to help us to do whatever we can to make our farms profitable in the state. But he also wants to promote Georgia Grown as well, which is a great product that we use in a tool. Even I testified on an ITC hearing the other day. And
quick side note, the ITC is the International Trade Commission.
One of the people on there asked me about Georgia Grown, what was so special about Georgia Grown product. I said, well, first, it's Georgia Grown, that's why it's special. And then I said, you know, it's fresh, it's marketable. We're doing it through our Commissioner of Agriculture, and we develop these plans and market strategies and try to help. Everybody that works for the Ag Department is really devoted to helping us market through Georgia Grown.
Bill also stays up to date on the latest news of his industry through the Georgia Market Bulletin. This is the monthly magazine published by the Georgia Department of Agriculture. Readers of the Market Bulletin can find thousands of classified ads for livestock, supplies, and farm equipment, in addition to the latest news on Georgia agriculture.
We've always been a subscriber to the Market Bulletin sometimes we don't get an opportunity to look at it like we'd like to because we're just so busy all the time. I'll generally take it home at night and I'll sit there and read it. But most of everything we're dealing with is a little above the market bulletin size. Does a great job for people that are looking for new products or new ideas, and also able to find a product that they're looking for through the market bulletin. Maybe a smaller grower that you know that's got something that's unique to him that we don't have.
Lewis Taylor Farms has seen many improvements in technology over the years, and collaborating with local universities is what made it all possible.
Oh, I tell you, it's been leaps and bounds. I mean, we started in 1985 growing produce. We were watering manually. We were trying to check our soil temperatures manually. We were doing everything that we could. And unfortunately, at the time we started, the only place that we could get any information was from the University of Florida, because Georgia just didn't have a really good hort program. And that's where we have really stepped up to the plate and devoted our monies in the Commodity Commission to help the university step up and give us some good quality people that will help us to continue to develop and maintain this new technology. We got computer systems on all of our watering systems now. We inject stuff, our chemicals into the system. It's have check valves on them. Everything is safe, very safe. And so we're monitoring and doing everything we possibly can to make sure that we do it a safe way, but a productive way.
Technology is wonderful, but most farming still requires a pair of human hands.
Sure would.
All right, let me see that. Let me see one of those. All right, here we go. Oh, that's awesome.
It's probably not real sweet yet. It's probably...
I'm hungry, though. That's
good. New days, a few more days, and when it gets completely red or yellow, it's just absolutely outstanding.
When it comes to freshness, buying local instead of imports means fresher quality and supporting your community.
Well, if you're talking about imports versus us here, our product's fresh every day. We get it to the supermarket probably in no less than 3 days after it's harvested and goes out of the cooler. Sometimes it's mostly overnight.
And to find Lewis Taylor Farms products in the Southeast, look no further than your local grocery store.
Where can people find Lewis Taylor Farm products?
Any grocery store in the Southeastern United States. You got Publix, you got Kroger's, you've got Piggly Wiggly, you've got Bylow's. We've got all the different grocery chains that we go to and sell to.
Sometimes we see that Lewis Taylor brand, sometimes we don't. Tell me how that all works.
Well, basically what we do, we contract grow with different growers like Bailey Farms out of North Carolina. We grow a lot of specialty hot peppers for him and Bellafino's that you can see in Publix or Kroger stores in his specific bag. It's Bailey Farms. And then we grow for the commercial market as well. And for other people that don't want to buy already processed bag stuff, we can sell it bulk to the chain stores as well.
Traveling through Georgia, I've visited many farms, gotten to know a lot of farmers that work hard to bring us the food products we enjoy every day, and acquired lots of things to be thankful for. But today, I'm thankful for the pepper. For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the gpb.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.